And next up on the stream of Free Radio Santa Cruz at freakradio.org, it's another Thursday show, starting at 6 of Bathrobes Piers Broadsides. It's going to be a little hurried and compacted tonight, without the usual endless commentary from me in some cases, because I'm time-strapped. My apologies to listeners. I did, however, have a couple of interesting interviews with activist Pat Colby, Keith McHenry, Brent Adams. Some of these names, of course, are familiar to you, probably all of them, if you're a longtime listener. But the issues are local, and that's what suits me and I think is of interest to me and hopefully is of interest to you. So stay tuned and find out.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So, to begin with, a quick reminder that tomorrow is a hearing for the Sherwood Park plaintiffs, who are part of the Union of the Homeless in Salinas, who are trying to defend themselves in court against the depredations of city police, rangers, county sheriffs. I'm not entirely sure exactly which jurisdictions are involved here. I think it's the city. Sherwood Park is an area where they've been trying to sleep at night, and not having any legal place to sleep, they have chosen this area. It's a sort of an abandoned, or it's not abandoned, it's usually vacant area. But they're now being threatened, or they were actually threatened with property seizure and told to leave. And they went to court a month ago, and a case that's been continued at least twice, maybe three times, and is finally going to court tomorrow, or we hope, because I'll be going down there perhaps with a couple of other activists in order to essentially monitor it for the free radio here, but also to support the California Union of the Homeless, which is, as you know, has had and still has its own Ross Camp lawsuit and is planning to demand appropriate settlement terms and deal with the demand that the city deal with those concerns, our city, Santa Cruz City Council. And you'll also hear a little bit of that today, which we presented at the Tuesday Santa Cruz City Council meeting. So if you're interested in this issue and you can observe things at the court tomorrow. That's Monterey Superior Court, even though this is concerns what's going on in Salinas. It's going to be happening at 1200 Aguajito Road, Superior Court, Department 13 at 9 o'clock. And apparently it's a hearing on a proposed restraining order to restrain the authorities from harassing the homeless, which is an unusual approach. And also, I think there's a prior hearing involving the a slap suit, which is going forward on this, which is a suit by the city, essentially, I suspect, a harassment suit against the civil rights activists and those homeless folks who are trying to defend their own rights by telling the city to lay off. This slap means strategic lawsuit against public participation, which is, it's actually, in the past, it's been used by private individuals to stop large corporations or government entities from legally crushing you to death with lawsuits by claiming that these are that this is a slap suit and we want to stop this thing from proceeding, but I think the city is turning this around and instead going after the homeless activists and advocates with this. I may try. I'm going to try to get a position, a thought from Anthony Prince, but he can be sometimes a hard guy to reach. He's an attorney who has been working with the California Homeless Union, and he's helped homeless folks in court here in Santa Cruz bring the Ross Camp lawsuit quite successfully, actually, delaying the camp's demolition for at least a week, and still requiring the city and the city attorneys to go back to court next month to report to the judge on a settlement conference that they've so far, here in Santa Cruz, refused to hold. He also is helping in Salinas and in this Monterey case. Let's see if we can reach him by phone. And I'm realizing that he is going to be in a pre-conference trial on this issue with some of the plaintiffs, including Wes White, who I did reach by phone, but who was rushing into a phone conference. So I'm not going to be able to reach him at this point. And unfortunately, by the time I can, we will be sending this out on the net at 6 o'clock. So I guess I'll give you a report on Sunday about what's happened. If you're interested, come on down to Monterey yourself. We may have a spot in a vehicle. We're driving down. I'm not sure. You could try calling me at 423-4833 and seeing if there's any Huff space or somebody else is going down there with Huff, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. And we'll see if there's any room or what's cooking. And now instead, let's turn to activist Pat Colby. She lives in her vehicle, and she has been a part on and off of the Huff organization. Spends a certain amount of time just trying to survive in her vehicle, which she lives in often downtown and sometimes over on the west side. I think she moved from the downtown. She talks a bit about that. And we asked her to look into the recycling situation. So let's listen to that interview. This is a sort of uninterrupted dialogue I had with her a few days back, and here it is.